Donald Trump is running for president as a Washington outsider. To manage his campaign, he's picked someone who is very much a Washington insider. Paul Manafort has been a political operative and lobbyist for years, including for some controversial figures seeking to influence U.S. politics. NPR's Brian Naylor has this profile.
For a candidate who loves to rail against the Washington establishment, Donald Trump's pick to run his campaign operation seems a bit of a head-scratcher. After all, Paul Manafort told a congressional hearing in 1989,
"The technical term for what we do and what law firms, associations, and professional groups do is lobbying. For purposes of today, I will admit that in a narrow sense, some people might term it influence peddling."
Manafort was testifying about his role in a scandal at the Department of Housing and Urban Development during the Reagan administration. It's not the only time that Manafort's business practices have come under scrutiny. His lobbying firm, Black, Manafort, Stone & Kelly, was included in a 1992 report by the Center for Public Integrity titled "The Torturer's Lobby." It cited the group's work on behalf of unsavory governments in Nigeria and Kenya, the UNITA rebels in Angola, and a group with ties to Philippines dictator Ferdinand Marcos. Reva Levinson was hired by Manafort in the 80s, becoming, she says, his third world traveler of choice.
"During my job interview, which was in the summer of 1985, when I was pleading with Paul to hire me, I promised him that there was no place I wouldn't go. And Paul took full advantage, and there was no place he wouldn't send me."
That included Somalia, where Manafort's firm was trying to sign a contract with dictator Siad Barre, accused of human rights abuses. Levinson recounted the episode in her book, Choosing the Hero.
"I asked Paul if he wanted this guy as our client. And as I say in Choosing the Hero, Paul's response to me at the time is, 'Reva, we all know he's a bad guy, but he's our bad guy.'"
More recently, Manafort did work for former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. We asked the Trump campaign for an interview with Manafort, but never heard back. In May, Manafort defended his work for Yanukovych on CNN.
"You will see, if you do any fact-checking, that I was the person that negotiated the framework, which is the base upon which Ukraine is now a part of Europe. That was my role. That's what I did. And when it was completed, I left."
Those who know the 67-year-old Manafort give him high marks for his political skills. He helped Gerald Ford secure the 1976 nomination and later worked for Ronald Reagan. He was hired by Scott Reed, Bob Dole's campaign manager, to run the 96 convention. Reed notes Manafort has an apartment at Trump Tower in New York, but more importantly, he and Trump are peers.
"He's the one person in the room that calls him Donald. It's not Mr. Trump, it's Donald. Come on, Donald. We've got to do the right thing here." And I think that's an important part of managing a campaign, to be able to have that type of relationship with a candidate of trust and, you know, knowledge. And I think Manafort's bringing that and professionalizing the operation in a way that it needed.
Trump hired Manafort back in the 80s to lobby on gambling and real estate issues. And even though Reva Levinson had her disagreements with Manafort, she calls him a master strategist.
"He can hover above all of the moving parts, and intuitively, he understands how to put them together. He taught me how to not get distracted from the clutter."
And with the Trump campaign, not getting distracted by the clutter may prove an invaluable skill. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Cleveland.